It's been 4 years since mine waste spilled out in southwestern Colorado and turned the Animas River around Durango a shade of orangey yellow. And still there isn't a clear plan to pay to clean up that mine site and others in the area. Jonathan Thompson is the author of River of Lost Souls, a book about the Gold King spill. He's also a contributing editor to High Country News. I spoke with him from Paonia about what's happening at Gold King and what it means for mine cleanup elsewhere in the state.
Back in 2015, the Gold King mine blew out, meaning that 3 million gallons of tainted water came blasting out of the mountainside and ran into the Animas River and turned the river orange for about 100 miles downstream and caused all kinds of upheaval. That disaster basically triggered a Superfund designation, not only for the Gold King mine, but for another 46 mine sites in the area around Silverton, Colorado. One of those mines that was kind of included in this designation was the Sunnyside Mine, which is the last operating mine in the Silverton area. And since 1992, they've been doing cleanup, basically, the Sunnyside Gold Corporation has. Recently, the EPA ordered Sunnyside Gold to do some drilling work that was basically intended to investigate what was going on to try to figure out where the water originates in order to help them figure out how to clean it up eventually. And the Sunnyside Gold Corp just a few days ago sent a letter to the EPA saying, no, we're not going to do it.
And Sunnyside has said that it will refuse to make that investigation in their own mine. And what is their rationale for refusing to do this?
Their rationale is that back in 92, after they stopped operating and they started their cleanup, they came to an agreement with the state of Colorado that said that they would do a certain amount of cleanup and they would plug their mine and they would clean up actually totally unrelated mines in order to sort of offset the pollution in the river. In a way, they were like pollution credits that they were getting, that then they would be allowed to leave. They've spent well over $20 million on cleanup. And so their rationale is basically, look, we came to this agreement with the state. The EPA signed off on the agreement. And we did everything that we were supposed to do under the agreement.
And what is, do you think, is the next step?
Well, it's going to be another court battle, I think. So far, the Gold King spill has been the subject of a number of ongoing lawsuits. This is just going to add to that legal quagmire. In the meantime, it's going to simply delay progress on the Superfund cleanup, I believe.
And do you foresee that that cleanup will eventually take place after all this gets worked out?
Yeah, I think it will take place. It's going to take a long time. And that's not totally surprising. Superfund designations tend to be very long, drawn-out processes. I don't expect them to wrap it up anytime within the next 10 years for sure, probably not within the next 20.
And you mentioned the detrimental effects of these spills and of the mine water leaking into the groundwater. What are these detrimental effects? What problems does this cause?
Mostly it's to aquatic life, so bugs and fish. It's bad for bugs and fish. And we've really seen that pretty dramatically on the Animas River, where the Gold King mine spilled into. The number of fish downstream for maybe 20, 30, even 40 miles downstream, you could see the difference in the number of fish. That there was a decline in the number of species of fish. There was a decline in the density of fish in the water. So it definitely had a harmful effect.
Are people threatened by these kinds of spills?
Not necessarily. It depends. You know, with the Gold King mine spill, people were certainly affected. Because they had to close the river and they had to shut off irrigation ditches and that sort of thing. And it was also emotionally and psychologically traumatic, really, to see the river turn that color for people downstream. But as far as health effects go, there wasn't enough, say, lead, which is probably one of the more harmful materials, or mercury is another one that can occur in these things. That if there's enough of it, it can be super harmful to people. But in this case, that's not really a problem because there's just not enough of it.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.